So you should remember this, and if I have to do something which is very urgent for some other reasons, you will understand it. But otherwise, whenever, however long you want me, I am with you. Alright? But if there is something else which is very pressing, then you will kindly understand me. Alright? So let us say at present, Monday, Tuesday, afterwards if I still have time and no other pressing pressure, I'll be with you. Alright? We are at the riddle which has been posed by the statement of knowledge and ignorance. What is knowledge and what is ignorance? I said last time, ignorance is a state of ignoring. When an object is presented or objects are presented, you look at them and you look only at a few of them and ignore all the rest, then you are bound to pronounce your judgment in ignorance. What is the process by which you ignore? That will give the clue. By what process we happen to ignore? A number of objects are given to you, and you happen to look at a few and not all. There must be some process by which you happen to ignore. Just give a thought to it for a moment and let us analyze. There is what is called non-observation, a process of non-observation. Now, this non-observation may occur by virtue of the fact that you don't have the capacity to observe. If something is presented and I don't observe, it is because I don't have the capacity to observe it. We know, for example, that infrared and ultraviolet, they are all the time presented, but we don't observe because we don't have the capacity to observe. Our eyes cannot observe the infrared and the ultraviolet. Our eyes are not capable. Pardon? Why? This is the question. First of all, I'm only analyzing. Non-observation is because we don't have the capacity to observe. Now, a deeper question, why don't we have the capacity? before we answer this question, we may have another I enter into a room where I could observe the entire room if I wanted. But as soon as I enter the room, I see that a certain object is about to fall. So, my attention is drawn to that object and to nothing else. And I try and I rush simply to protect that object so that it may not fall. Now here, non-observation is because of what reason? Because of the pressure as a result of which I concentrate only upon that object. Something is to be done on the spot. You can't wait. Even before seeing anything else, I just rush to that point. So I ignore all the rest. I do not observe the rest. Now this small example is very important. It is called a process of exclusive concentration of consciousness. Exclusive concentration of consciousness. Now this exclusive concentration of consciousness is a power of consciousness. Consciousness has many powers. But this particular power is very important. It is capable of exclusive concentration.